Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is an interconnected society. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, Lord of all the worlds. He is the one who has encouraged us to be connected to one another and to be of mutual support to one another. And I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that our Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the slave of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with an embodiment of the taqwa of Allah, for verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَآوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, and cooperate in righteousness and piety. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, O believers. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, الْمُؤْمِنُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِ كَالْبُنْيَانِ يَشُدُّ بَعْضُهُ بَعْضًا. A faithful believer to another believer is like the bricks of a wall, enforcing and supporting each other. When the Prophet ﷺ spoke the hadith we just mentioned, he intertwined his fingers. This act indicates how the Prophet ﷺ was describing for us the nature of an interconnected and close-knit community. For the very act of intertwining his fingers indicated that such communities are built upon mutual support, affection, compassion, bonds, and cooperation, connected to the degree that fingers on one hand interlock with the other. In this regard, the first building blocks of an edifice of such an interconnected community and society is the network or the root of cohesive families. For if we cannot get such connection working at the degree of our families, then we cannot hope for this to be amplified at the degree of our communities. And this is why it is an imperative for each of us to try our best to ensure that our homes are full of affection and compassion. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمًا. And of his signs is that he has created for you from yourselves mates, that you may find tranquility in them, and he has placed between you mawaddatan wa rahmah, affection and mercy. Brothers and sisters, these families of mercy can only operate when they are looked after by parents who exercise responsibility and care. This entails that the parents invest their time with their families, that they sit with their children, that they promote the values of faith and morality. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored and praised the Prophet Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam with his saying, وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ وَكَانَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ مَرْضِيًّا. And he used to enjoin on his people prayer and zakat, and was to his Lord pleasing. From that which strengthens the cohesion of society is the honoring of the ties of kinship amongst our families. So once we've got the nuclear family right, then we extend that to the wider family. And this means that we should ask, just as we do with the nuclear family, we should ask our relatives and our wider friends and other people that we're in contact with, ask about them and show concern about their situations and strive to meet their needs whensoever they arise. For this is a form of right they have upon us, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَآتِي ذَا الْقُرْبَ حَقَّهُ, and so give to the relative his right. Also from the manifestations of such an interconnected community or society is when the cohesion, harmony, generosity translates into a form of upholding the honor of one another. Within such a dynamic, a neighbor typically knows his own neighbor and asks about him, preserves their right, and guards their honor. For the Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said, وَأَحْسِنْ إِلَىٰ جَارِكَ تَكُنْ مُؤْمِنَةً. He said, be kind to your neighbor and you shall be a believer. One of the characteristics of a cohesive community is what we see in the educational environment, whereby similarly, just as we've discussed these various relationships, the power of the relationship between a student and a teacher is emphasized, in which there has to be respect, in which there has to be honor, and which there has to be love. For the Prophet ﷺ used to teach his companions, he says he was sent as a teacher, and he emphasized this by saying, إِنَّمَا أَنَا لَكُمْ مِثْلُ الْوَالِدِ وَعَلِّمُكُمْ. Indeed, I'm like a father in my role of teaching you. Similarly, the Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said in a general capacity that he said, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ مَثَلُ الْجَسَدِ إِذَا اشْتَكَى مِنْهُ عُضْوًا تَدَاعَ لَهُ سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ بِالسَّهَرِ وَالْحُمَى. He said, the similitude of believers in regards to their mutual love, affection, and their feeling of one another is that of as if it was one body. When any limb of it aches, the whole body aches because of sleeplessness and fever. Brothers and sisters, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He unite us as an ummah so that we become like one body, that He bring in our hearts this mutual concern for one another, that we honor each other simply on the fact that we are connected to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this kalimat al-tawheed, in this word or statement of oneness, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, and that this ummah begins to love each other and be connected, and to the point that whenever there is pain, it responds. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He bring this mawadda and this rahmah, this love and mercy to our families. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He amplify this so that our countries and our nations can be in the state of peace and security. وَمَا ذَعْلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you, so seek His forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's English khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.